Thank you much, Laura. Yes, that word emeritus means that you are not getting rid of me. And I don't want you to. Those years that passed, and now the 4 years that have passed since my retirement from here, they're taking the toll on me. I'm 48 years old now. Well, actually, you can take those numbers and reverse them. So we're delighted, Sue and I are just delighted to be here with you today. And we want this to be a day of celebration and a day of the Lord's Word. And so I'd like to begin with the reading of our scripture. You find that in your bulletin, and it is from the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy. First, verses 1 through 9, and then verses 24 and 25. And this is from the New International Version. These are the words of Moses to the people of Israel, the words of God that Moses brought them. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel. Hear, O Israel. That it may go well with you and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and just as the Lord your God, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. I want to give emphasis to that. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. The commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door of houses and on your gates. And then verses 24 and 25, the Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God so that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today. And if we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us, that will be our righteousness. May the Lord add his blessing to our reading of his word and of it. Well, like I say, Sue and I are just with you today. Thank you, Evie. Thank you for welcoming me. Thank you, Laura, and Laura, and Mike, and the rest of you. Thank you, Jean. Okay, Keith, I'll thank you too. And you, yes. Well, just happy to be here. I'm hoping that a number of you will remember that for many years, I was your pastor here at Boscadel. We had a special emphasis for the month of June. Well, we included part of May in this too. We called it Christian Home Month. The part of in May that kicked this off was the annual observance of Mother's Day. Mothers, you know, y'all are, well, you just have major importance to a Christian home, are you not? But then we launched right into the rounding out of Christian Home Month with the first Sunday of June. This year, of course, it's not only first Sunday of June, it's the first day of June. And that first Sunday was always Children's Sunday. As we looked at it. So, I'm observing Christian Children's Sunday today. You see my tie? See this tie? So parents here, let's celebrate our children, no matter what their age is. See, our children, and the oldest is Paul. He's in Florida now, but you remember Paul. He is 59 now. Hard to imagine, isn't it? And we don't have a specific Sunday for it, but, you know, we could take this Children's Sunday and celebrate our grandchildren also today. Some of you know our first grandchild, Connor. Would you believe he's 17 now? You just talked about that a moment or two. And he's the feature on my tie today. This tie is a picture of Connor when he was 17 months old. Then wrap up Christian Home Month with Father's Day. Traditionally, it's the third Sunday of June. So I'm thinking about this emphasis as I was asked a while back to come and substitute on this first Sunday by your Pastor Cooper. And it didn't take me long to decide on Christian Home, a good subject for this message. And as usual, when we look for it, God has great messages in His Word about things that are needed and things that are appropriate for us to preach about. Yes, this is Old Testament, Deuteronomy, but we find God teaching us from the very beginning of His choice of who is to be His people, things He wants us to know and observe about home and family. Did you see the title of the sermon? God's Plan for a Godly Home? Well, actually, His Word starts on family matters before this passage. Of course, back in Exodus, in the first and the primary laws He gave to Moses as His basic laws, the Ten Commandments. And this is the one, Exodus 20:12, the fifth of the Ten Commandments that we should be emphasizing with our children in our homes probably more than we do. It starts with verse 12, honor your father and your mother, and continues with a promise, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Great promise. But the command is honor your father and your mother. See, I'm inclined to look at our American society and have all sorts of indications that the home is battling for its life today. I could give you several indications, but I'm sure you're aware of many ways that families are just battling for their lives. For instance, here's one of the major indicators and also the results of this battle. In this 21st century America, more than 50% of all marriages now end in divorce. And as a result, single parents are overburdened with the tasks of singly raising, including while working, to providing for their family alone, by themselves. This is not God's will. It's not His desire, and it's not His plan for the home. I've come to see more of that image, that concept, in our scripture text for today. It just seems so obvious, so plain, in several of these Deuteronomy 6, 1 and 2. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to serve, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all His decrees and commands that I give you. And then in verses 6 and 7, these commands that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. The fact is, God does have a plan for the home. It's a home that is centered on and committed to be a godly home. Let me give you several, maybe about three ways to look at this. First, I believe God wants our homes, as Christian homes, to be a place for spiritual strength. Verses 4 and 5, that's the foundation. This is where we begin in deep understanding of our family and home relationship with God. Verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." For us, as the new people of God, Christianity, verse 4 was brought up to date through Christ to this. Instead of "Hear, O Israel," "Hear, O Christians, God is the one and only Lord." That's our basic and solid foundation of who we are as people. And then our only adequate response, our beginning place, is that we obey God's commands and return His love that He had toward us as our first response. Our response to His commands? Well, it's right there in verse 3. Be careful to obey. And then in verse 24, the Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees. And verse 25, if we are careful to obey. Yet, and I hate to admit it, I hate to even whisper it because it's so true, many forget, reject, or even ignore God in their lives and homes. Heaven forbid that response to God's unwavering love for each of us would describe any of us here today. I have to tell you, passing by one day, I saw this sign posted over the doorway of what appeared to be a very insignificant house in a pretty depressed neighborhood. It really impressed me then, and I've never forgotten it. The sign said, "Lord, make my house thine until thine shall be mine." Thy house, my home. I would say the family in that bedraggled, needed a lot of work house nevertheless had a personal, love-filled relationship of great spiritual strength with the Lord. A second part of God's plan for the home and family appears to be here. The godly Christian home is to be a place of divine truth. All of the commandments, statutes, and judgments of the Lord God are to be observed and taught to each generation. Start with verse 6. These commandments that I give you today. You see, the very words God was giving to Moses to pass on were each of the words were so important. And verse 7 says, impress them on your children. Talk about them. And God even instructs with some of the when and where parents are to talk with their children, specifically about these commandments, about these words. Where and when? When sitting at home, when walking on the roads, when you and they lie down at rest time, and again, when you rise up. What I see there is fill your days and nights with your kids with how it is that God wants us in our family to live our lives. Now, here's the thing about home and family and divine truths. Children are to grow up daily as the children of responsible parents who are teaching them God's plan for their lives increasingly, day by day, as they grow up. Right now, I don't know any other way to say it. We parents must accept that responsibility. This can't be shifted off to any other without serious trouble and failure. In today's world, there are too many possibilities for parents to delegate too much of what should be grounded in the home with family. And some of it is too accessible, too easily suggested as, quote, well, that's good for my kids. Send my children to school to get their education. Send them to the library to get their good books. Send them to the park for their recreation. Send them to movies for their entertainment. Send them even to church where they will get their religion. But there's an interpretation of any and all of that, and of course, oh yeah, there is some of the deeper meaning in any of all that. That just cannot be. That should not be. That not should not be delegated to anyone, to any place other than on the parents' shoulders in the home as God's teaching assignment. Well, I'm ready. Are you ready for the third part of the home and family being in God's divine plan? I believe God's word of Deuteronomy 6 also has this for the home to be its place, and that is a place for Christian character. Yes, God was the first in giving these commands to the Jewish people through Moses, but when Christ came to us, all of those came to his new people, the followers of Christ, Christians. A great example of Christian teaching in the home to be the place to develop Christian character is seen, for instance, in Ephesians 6, verse 4, specifically to the fathers in the home. Bring your children up in the training and instruction of the Lord. And that's basically the same concept that you see in verse 7 of today's Old Testament text. Character development depends on, and it demands, training. And the home can and should provide that from infancy all the way up to maturity. Character development demands discipline. Look intently at verse 4. And you realize that the verse includes the idea of disciplinary correction. Hear, O Israel. Or let me do it the way I read it first. Hear. Hear. Hear, O Israel. That introduces instruction as to uniquely who the Lord our God is. It's a discipline. Discipline is vitally important in the development of Christian character. Some parents don't very much believe they should exercise significant discipline with children, but say you can pretty well see those homes where that's happening. But this is where respect for authority is learned and where we learn how to get along with one another. You see, the Bible really respects discipline. Proverbs 13:24. Whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. And then Proverbs 29, verse 15. A rod and a reprimand impart wisdom, but a child left undisciplined disgraces its mother. And then that same chapter, Proverbs 29, verse 17. This is a very positive one. I like this one. Discipline your children, and they will give you peace. They will bring you the delights you desire. The truth of the matter is that children need the security and this kind of security that discipline gives. And parents and the home environment need the fulfillment that such leadership gives to the home. And my good friends here of this enduring Bosquedale Baptist Church, right on the threshold you are now of 120 years as an extended family sort of home. I think those of you who pretty much grew up in these surroundings, this house of worship, the older people of the families who've been here virtually from your childhood and growing up years, I'm hoping maybe you've been sitting here this morning sort of translating much of Deuteronomy 6's testimony on God's family and home plan as you carry over from your home that you grew up in, joined with the church that you grew up in. You see, if we respond to God's word as he calls to and leads our families in the light of his love and commandments, we will experience the joy of what we see here as God's family plan. And I want to close with a story. This is a great confirmation of home and family that I saw on late night news, national late night news, just days ago. This story moved me, and I hope I can tell it without choking up and weeping some tears of gladness and bliss. This is some of what many parents were feeling in the recent times of graduations. A very sharp reporter noticed a very plain but seemingly very happy pair of parents and sat down by them and got this story from them that deserved, and it got, some national attention. They were a pair of farm parents. They were thrilled over their son's university graduation. Not highly educated themselves, they had sacrificed much to keep the boy in college for 4 years. At his commencement, they were privileged to attend it. Although his parents were somewhat poorly clothed and unlettered in education, the son welcomed them gladly and proudly presented them to some of the faculty and to their classmates, his classmates. And at the commencement ceremony, their son gave the class address. And his listeners were moved by his excellence, included his pride of his family. And as the boy returned to his seat by them, his father wiped a tear from his eye. Leaning toward, he whispered, "Ma, that's the best crop God gave us that we ever raised." As you, maybe with nostalgia, kick off Christian Home Month here at Bosquedale Church, you don't have to do it, but I'd like it if you would. Please know that God does have a plan for your homes. Let him help you to know and to find it. And may the Lord bless you as you dedicate your homes to the plan of God.